101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna, 100% Hobart, and it was a full-on tribal council last night after the long challenge that happened.
Exactly, and Nick got the flick. How are you, Nick?
I'm excellent, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling, I never thought that I would be so happy to be voted out in terms of just coming to terms with it all, and I was just like a kid in a candy store last night when it was my turn.
You really were. You even gave Jonathan a big hug on the way out. You were very happy.
Love Jono. I love Jono. You got to you know, respect the big man, and just seeing my torch snuffed was like childhood wish fulfillment for 16 years. So
yeah, absolutely. You've been watching it. You're a bit of a super fan, so it's such an honour to be able to have played. And how good is it that you end up being the first person in the jury? Does that mean you just got to chill out in a resort for the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I did. And for a few days until the next person gets voted out, I had a 5-star luxury resort on a tropical island all to myself. So
do you go and watch the filming, or are you gone from the tribes altogether? You don't get to go and watch from the back blocks or anything like that?
You get to go to tribal council. So you'll see, at the end of every episode, you'll see me walk in, sit on the bench opposite on the other side of the fire, and I just get to sit there in silence, or sometimes not so much silence, and judge them, and get ready to make my decision for the final night.
Yeah, silence was probably a little bit of a curse for you, Nick. You just seemed to yap a bit too much and tell people too much what was going on.
That's exactly right. That was my curse, and I wear that curse proudly because I was just so excited to be there.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
I was just like, I didn't know where to look. I was like, oh my God, is that a torch? I get to have a torch, and my over-enthusiasm definitely kind of like did me in sometimes, but hey, it worked out all right for me.
Yeah, I like it. You're a bright, big person, and you played the way you live. Now, I know your mum was a big part of that, playing that game with you. You really felt that her presence was there with you?
Absolutely. There was the challenge where Evan went home on day whatever it was at the very beginning. When I was putting that upright puzzle challenge together, I just felt like she was there. And the same as when I was pulling that rope and hanging on that pole, I would ask her to give me strength, and she would. And I owe a lot to her keeping me safe out there.
Yeah.
Jeez, good on you, mate. Did you give Sam a big hug when you were leaving?
I did. I gave everyone a big hug. I hold no grudges now the game's over. I think in the game, a little bit of a grudge is good to hold.
Yep.
Maybe I held some of them for too long. But once the game's over, the game's over. So, you know, but that doesn't mean that if he's not there at the final tribal, I won't be willing to kind of, you know, give him a bit of a spiel, because people need to deserve that prize, and he didn't think I was deserving to be there. So if he's at the end, maybe I went to sing.
Well, that's the fun part, is when the jury gets to ask their questions. Oh, I love it. They can be so brutal at the end there. Hey, are you back at school? You're a teacher. You're back at work. Are the kids like high-fiving you all over the shop, and you know, quite the star at school?
Yeah, well, when I got back from the island, I went straight back into teaching. So I've been there all term, and it's been so fun to watch it with them, because they give you instant feedback, and they come in, they want the high five, and some of them kind of pretend that they don't watch it, but they secretly watch it.
Yeah, right.
It's just such a fun dynamic to kind of watch play out after every episode.
Now, Nick, is it a bit uncomfortable being a bloke around all those tiny little eeny weeny bikinis? I mean, I wouldn't know which way to look.
Yeah, I know. You kind of get used to it, though, and after a while, everyone's just so island disgusting that you couldn't, you don't even look at anyone like that. You either look at someone as a warm body to keep you warm at night, or you see them as an adversary. You don't see them in any other way.
Fair enough.
Mick would.
Tell you're not from Tasmania, mate, that's for sure.
Hey, Nick, it was awesome to watch you, mate. You did very well. And, you know, we get to see you continue with your role in the jury. So it's great to have you on. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Keep watching. It's going to be awesome.